Taking on an attitude of welcoming whatever experiences may be passing through your mind or whatever external perceptions, just allowing them to be as they are, with a welcoming attitude, and with that let your body relax. Just feel yourself present to the body, aware of the body, any areas that are tense, just let that area relax. Just by suggestion, gently turn your focus just toward your own presence, the one who's as though indwelling the body, just your own being. Continuing to let the body relax. Change your focus a little bit to include the breathing, your breath. I say like this, the breathing body without interfering with the breath. That requires a certain detachment, just to let the body breathe on its own. You're being aware of the breath without being attached to the breath. and your attention toward your mind, whatever thoughts or emotions or imaginations are passing through. Or even if you're doing some inner work, let the buddhi, the mind, relax as though welcoming whatever work that you're doing, whatever thoughts are taking place. Let them take place in a very relaxed, welcoming mind. Accepting them all as they are. And if there's any situation or person in the world right at this, in the present, then welcome the image of that person also into a non-reactive, welcoming, relaxed mind. See if you can maintain that relaxed presence. In fact, your own changeless presence. Regardless of what perception or feeling arises. A welcoming, non-threatening presence. An objective presence. The buddhi relaxing, mind relaxing into that welcoming, non-reactive, objective presence, just being yourself. Let any worries or concerns or people that you have an unhappy relationship with at the moment, one by one, sit with those experiences until welcoming presence of your own self, of your own being, remains intact in the presence of that imaginal image of that person or situation. Continue to focus on that relaxation, the fullness of your own being. It's almost as though the buddhi in your mind chooses or enjoys to be with the fullness of your own being, rather than engage in the reactions brought about by the image of that person or situation. It's as though your mind chooses to let that person or the pain of that relationship stay outside, as Swamiji would say. as my mind maintains its shanti, its peace, peacefulness. This is just a practice so that your mind gets used to this option of being able to give space to other people without taking or engaging in whatever negative feelings may be arising in them or in you. You have a choice. Just recognizing that fact that you have a choice to be with the problems in an objective way where you remain intact. As opposed to a reacting way. A reaction. Just continue to gently focus on your own presence, relaxing your body. Let your eyelids again gently close without any creases, just a relaxation in the eyes, the eyelids, gently closed on the lower lids. Let your tongue be as though suspended, relaxed, not pressing up or down in the mouth, just relaxed. a very gentle smile on your lips. Invoking your Ishtadevata, that divine figure that you pray to or are close to, your Ishtadevata. Invoking that Ishtadevata into your body. And experience these difficult people or difficult situations through his or her eyes, as she or he would be. Be yourself, the self which is the self of your Ishtadevata. Feel your mind and body filled with your own presence. whatever inner work you may be doing, keep checking in with your own presence, with yourself, and be yourself. past, we're going to have satsang instead of class. So be sure to make some questions.